Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Meanwhile, we're still waiting for accountability on the whole Russia collusion made-up story.
Yes.
Now that DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, has released all of those classified documents, we're actually seeing who was behind all of this. Do you want to see indictments?
I absolutely want to see indictments, Maria. Look, of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. What they basically did is they defrauded the American people in order to take Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points and turn them into intelligence by defrauding the American people, defrauding the intelligence agencies, lying about what the intel said. They would take something that supported a Hillary Clinton campaign talking point, and they would overemphasize it and exaggerate it. They took anything that actually contradicted that narrative, and they buried it deep. And through that, they actually laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. And you're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that.
It's really happening, gang. You heard the vice president himself. The indictments are indeed coming. In his words, a lot of people are about to be arrested over the whole Russian collusion hoax perpetrated on the American people, and as we'll see, on the entire world. This was a hoax that caused massive geopolitical destabilization on the world stage, and it now appears that those behind this wicked fabrication are finally about to be held accountable. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor. Happy Monday to all of you. I'm here to help you make sense of a rapidly changing world as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard just dropped another massive bombshell. She was just interviewed in an explosive podcast with Miranda Devine, and Tulsi made some stunning revelations about the Russia collusion hoax.
So when people look at the newly declassified Durham appendix, you'll see a number of quite shocking statements in there coming from people like then DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, talking about how, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you know, Hillary Clinton's emails were deleted just in time. Statements like that, references towards some of Hillary Clinton's most senior advisors saying, hey, let's use the Russia play against Trump in order to diminish the attention that's going to Hillary Clinton's emails. And it actually points to statements about how Hillary herself approved one of these plans that was put forward again before her to heighten tensions around this Russia hoax, this alleged Russia collusion with Donald Trump, to draw attention away from her and away from the controversy that was surrounding her at that time. These documents also show that President Obama was briefed on this before the election, and how at that point in time, he talked about how he didn't want his legacy to be tainted by Hillary Clinton and her controversy and claimed to want to stay out of it. Obviously, at a certain point, he made a different decision, but it really, again, starts to lay the groundwork for how we see at the highest levels of power in our country. Remember, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. we see at the highest levels of power in our country how this narrative was very intentionally used, and some intelligence pointing to the use of foreign agents or assets to assist in this narrative that, again, was in essence executed to undermine President Trump's candidacy and to advance Hillary Clinton into the presidency.
Now, what was so significant about Tulsi's bombshells is that she revealed that the Russian collusion hoax did not just seek to delegitimize Trump's 2016 victory and sabotage his presidency. It certainly sought to do that, but it was far more holistic. It also intentionally sought to destabilize our relationship with the Russian Federation. Now, if you don't recall, this is how CNN reported on Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin back in 2018.
It was the simplest of all questions regarding Russia's attacks on our democracy. Did it happen?
So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
That was the President of the United States' answer. A kick in the groin to his counterintelligence men and women, to his country, and most to the truth.
Now, I know Chris Cuomo's had a very significant change of heart since those days, for sure. God bless him. But that, what you just saw there, is a perfect example of how the lies, the wicked lies of the Russian collusion hoax, destabilized our world. It destabilized our relations with a major, if not the major, nuclear power on the planet. And according to Tulsi, that was deliberate. The Russia hoax deliberately sought to prevent Trump from normalizing relations with Russia, which would have led to a far more peaceful world. It forced Trump to prove his innocence by being unnecessarily hostile to Russia. And in the end, it was all there to protect lucrative Chinese business relationships for American elites and sustain the military-industrial complex's profitable arms sales to NATO allies. Again, what's so key here is that this fraud, this Democrat-concocted hoax, did not just adversely affect a presidential election or even a presidency. It resulted in significant geopolitical destabilization with the single greatest nuclear power on the planet, all for the Democrats' own gain. These are sick people. And according to Vice President J.D. Vance, they are indeed about to be held accountable. This is going to absolutely blow you away. But first, how many of you are having a hard time falling asleep at night? Let me know. Raise your hand. How many of you are having a hard time falling asleep? Well, if you're like me, you are. And let me introduce you to your knight in shining armor. I've told you guys about this. I've been using Beam Dream Nightly now for months, and I genuinely cannot imagine my nights without it. I just had it last night. It was wonderful. Before Dream, frankly, gang, I lied awake for hours in bed thinking about the future, the news, the world. It was exhausting, I got to admit. I have a hard time shutting down my brain at night. But now, I kid you not, I fall asleep generally in under 30 minutes. I'm out. And I stay asleep all throughout the night. And I wake up without feeling groggy or, you know, foggy or sluggish. In fact, since I began taking Dream consistently, I've noticed a real difference in my focus, my mood, my energy throughout the day. Dream is made with top quality, science-backed ingredients that help you relax and get the deep, uninterrupted sleep your body needs. Seriously, I take it every night. It's become, frankly, a daily ritual I actually look forward to. And unlike other sleep aids, there's no grogginess the next day, just clear-headed, focused energy. So if sleep is something you've been struggling with, I cannot recommend Dream enough. And right now, you can save up to 35% off with my exclusive Beam discount. Just click the link below or scan the QR code and use code TURLEY at checkout. So don't settle for restless nights. You don't have to anymore. Try Dream. You'll feel the difference. Click on that link below right now.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What both Tulsi and JD revealed should chill every American who believes in honest government. According to the explosive documents released by Tulsi, Obama-era intelligence officials didn't just make mistakes. They systematically defrauded the American people and, like I said, the entire world. And here's basically how the scheme worked. They took Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points, literal political propaganda, and they laundered that propaganda through America's intelligence agencies to give the propaganda the appearance of legitimate intelligence. Now, just think about that. The most powerful intelligence apparatus in human history was turned into a campaign operation for Hillary Clinton. I mean, this wasn't incompetence. This wasn't mere bias. This was deliberate fraud on an industrial scale. The intelligence community's sacred duty is to catch terrorists and violent criminals and protect Americans, not to launder Hillary Clinton campaign talking points. When that line is crossed, when the watchers become the manipulators, gang, we are witnessing nothing less than the death of a viable governing republic. But there's something even more insidious at work here. The same elite class that lectures Americans about democracy and norms spent years using the most secretive and powerful agencies in government to overturn the results of a presidential election. They wrapped their political coup in the flag of national security while systematically lying to the American people. What makes Vance's prediction so credible is the evidence that's finally seeing daylight. Gabbard's document releases, they've exposed what many suspected but couldn't fully and explicitly prove, that the Russia investigation was built on deliberately falsified intelligence. The House Intelligence Committee's previously classified findings, now declassified, clearly revealed that intelligence officials had no evidence whatsoever that Russia actually succeeded in helping Trump win. In fact, they had evidence to the contrary. Every single intelligence agency informed the Obama administration, Obama himself, that there was not a shred of evidence to show that Russia had successfully interfered in our election. But that intelligence report, again, from every single intelligence agency, was deliberately buried in order to maintain their preferred narrative. Attorney General Pam Bondi has already launched a grand jury investigation. The Justice Department has established a strike force to evaluate potential criminal infractions among many people surrounding Obama, including Obama himself. This isn't political theater anymore. This really is the beginning of criminal accountability. The 2016 election represented more than just a choice between two candidates. As it turns out, it was a choice between the established elite and the forgotten American. And when the elite lost, they couldn't accept the verdict of the people. So they used every lever of power, the FBI, the CIA, the media, to overturn what they couldn't win at the ballot box. The beauty is that now we have an administration that understands that without accountability, without justice, the corruption ends up becoming the system itself, and we lose our republic. In summary, here again is Tulsi.
I mean, what will happen to them? Because I can't imagine, you know, they got away with it with Iraq. If they get away with it with Russia, the Russia hoax, you know, what's ever going to stop it?
Accountability.
And does that
accountability
mean jail?
Has to take place?
Is that jail?
We've referred all of the documents we have found. We will continue to refer them to the Department of Justice for a criminal referral. Attorney General Pam Bondi has created a strike force team in order to look at
which is serious. It is
a serious thing that really draws into focus one team of her attorneys that's focused singularly on this issue. Which is critical. Accountability to those who are culpable for this, are responsible for this.
We stand at a crossroads. Either America will hold accountable those who corrupted its most sacred institutions, or it is going to signal that such corruption carries no consequence. Either the rule of law applies to everyone, or it applies to no one. The deep state counted on Americans forgetting. They counted on the complexity of their schemes obscuring their crimes. They counted on the media burying the story. They counted wrong. With J.D. Vance's promise of indictments, with Tulsi Gabbard's document releases and calls for accountability, with Pam Bondi's grand jury investigation, the reckoning has begun. The question isn't whether justice will come. It's how many of the conspirators will be held accountable when it does. For 8 years, they told us Russian collusion was real and Trump was a traitor. Now we know the real traitors were the ones making the accusations. The hunter has become the hunted, and their final hour has now arrived. So what do you think? Are we finally going to see justice for the biggest political scandal in American history? Let me know in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted. It isn't safe. And it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic. Just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.